Welcome. This is Punch Panorama. I am Rachel. So a lady went on the socials posting about how a friend of ours just lost a job opportunity because she had a leg change on her ankle. Until we chose to discuss the topic, appropriate dressing for interview, or better still, dressing appropriately for interviews. What and what not to wear. Now, when this post surfaced on the socials, a few persons criticized the organization, but many did criticize the lady, as most people felt it was important to identify what professional dressing meant and the need for us to dress appropriately for wherever it is we're going. And we must understand that the fact that there's appropriate dressing anywhere depending on the event you're going for. Lawyers have a way they are paying costs. If you were going for a burial ceremony, there's a way you would appear. If you're going for a wedding, a cocktail dinner, an event at a school party, a birthday party, depending on the age. If you're going to a club, the swimming pool, there's always an attire appropriate for each of these spaces. So one would say that the workplace is also no different. Now, if you did a study on various work sites like Indeed.com, LinkedIn, Work.com, and Coursera, most of the responses still said towards professionalism when we are dressing or preparing for job interviews. So let's take this introduction. Now, Coursera says, when preparing for a job interview, wearing the right outfit can help you feel comfortable and confident. While a hiring manager may interview you based on your credentials and information on your application documents, dressing appropriately also can also help you make a strong first impression and sometimes a bad one. Now, so understanding how to dress can help you demonstrate your professionalism and preparedness. Don't forget, there is a slogan that says the way you're dressed is the way you'll be addressed. Now, the question is what not to wear to a job interview. You must understand that there are certain things you shouldn't wear. Now, Work.com and Coursera says you shouldn't wear any item of clothing with a stain, a snag, or a hole. Any item of clothing that doesn't fit properly is not appropriate. Any item of clothing that makes you feel self-conscious or needs to be readjusted and adjusted all the time as you move, it's not appropriate. Any item of clothing that's uncomfortable, any item of clothing or accessory that can be distracting or draw too much attention, like a dress that's very revealing, or a shirt with a very large logo message, or an anklet in this circumstance, or probably tattoos all over your body. Don't forget that dressing in the right attire for an interview shows that you are serious about the job, you're respectful of the interviewer's time, and probably conscious of his possible biases as well, because he's a human being with his own psychosocial background formations and ideologies, and you're genuinely interested in the position. So it also demonstrates that you've done your research on the corporate culture of the organization and that you're showcasing yourself as someone who will fit easily into the workplace dynamic. Ladies and gentlemen, as we draw this conversation to a close, let's understand the fact that certain attires like tailored suit, button down shirts with tie blouses, lace up dresses, shoes, and closed toe pumps would be good for a workplace. You won't wear stiletto shoes you wear applying to be a cook, you know, in a five-star hotel. Neither would you wear shiny shoes if you needed to work at a construction site. It therefore means that divers' appearance will be appropriate, or there's always a dressing appropriate for a job role. And finally, it's important to also know that for everything that you wear, for like an anklet, don't forget that you need to check the societal, cultural, attitudinal value, acceptance, and interpretation or representation such a fashion sense may mean to the diverse set of persons you're going to meet. An anklet could mean many things to different people depending on the region of the country they're from or the cultural background that they have. So, as we draw this conversation to a close again, we'll take the anonymous quote which says, you can have anything you want in life if you dress for it. So if you really did want a job, you would dress for it. This is Punch Panorama. Share your thoughts with us. At what time are you dressed inappropriately for a job interview and what happened? Were you lucky? Or what exactly in your own opinion should be ideal? Or the ideal appearance at a workplace interview? We would like to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Rachel Afolabi. Enjoy.